Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and we are joined by Sunday Burquest, who is making what I believe is her record. Is it your sixth appearance on the podcast, Sunday?
I think so. Five or six. I would lean towards six.
Towards six, and then maybe seven coming up soon. But we are on six for the Survivor Season 39 finale predictions and power rankings. Sunday is coming in huge with this backdrop. She's got, you got Alexa with her headboard. You got me with this wide open space. You have Sunday with all the amazing Christmas ornaments and the tree and all of that. So one of us actually had a set decorator before this. The other two just do a podcast. Sunday, but thanks for joining us, as always.
Well, thanks for inviting me to a, I don't know what kind of episode it is.
Interesting.
Yeah. We call I'm up something. For the challenge, though. I'm up for it.
Yeah, we had Brett come on right after the merge, and now we're having you come on right after the culmination of the story that really came to a head at the merge. So congrats, Sunday and Brett, for having to come on and make Millennials versus Gen X take on the toughest part of the season for
it
sure.
Means that we trust you guys. We trust your moral code.
But only the Gen Xers, not the
only the Gen Xers, yes.
Hey, I didn't say that. You guys did.
But we're going to be talking about this final five, which is actually a good final five, but it's been so overshadowed by everything that's been going on. But we're going to be talking about this final five, who's going to actually come out as the sole survivor of season 39 and what craziness could go down. I don't think we're going to get much craziness. I've had my power ranking set since Wednesday night episode was halfway through, and I knew Elaine was going home. But Sunday, what are you thinking overall right now heading into this finale of the ride that was season 39?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, as a player, my heart goes out to the fellow players because I think – this is such a huge dream for so many of us, right? And to actually make it onto the show, to get to participate in this amazing game, and then have this type of a season overshadow your game, I just feel like I feel bad for the entire cast. That being said, it's just everything about this season is unprecedented. Unprecedented. We haven't heard from a producer on the other side. Obviously, we've never had a player taken out of the game. So all these things, and it's been such heavy, heavy topics that I think it's overshadowed just Survivor. Mm-hmm. It's overshadowing the outwit, the outplay, and the outlast. And that's unfortunate to those of us that love the show and those that got to play this game in 39.
Yeah. I completely agree, and I think I'd be really bummed. I mean, you think about somebody like Tommy or Janet or Lauren or Dean or Nora. Like, you're in the final five of this season, and I really do believe you have so many good storylines with these five. You have Zany Nora. You have Tommy, who has just been playing a really great social game. Lauren, who's been playing a really great strategic game. You have Dean, who's a huge underdog from where he started. I mean, we watched
apparently
his girlfriend.
Just put his hands through his hair, and that's about it.
That's all he does, and he flexes at tribal council. And then you have Janet, who's Janet, the 59-year-old woman who's out there being like the ultimate underdog, and at the end, and all we're talking about is everything else. And it's really a shame. I mean, I understand why it had to happen on the season because it happened. And so they're going to bring up the points and all of that. But I just hope that season 40 and season 41 and everything going forward, it just goes back to the good old days of just, it's just Survivor. Like, I just want to watch Survivor. And at the end of the day, like, if Tommy gets crowned winner, it's hard to have a conversation about where Tommy ranks amongst other winners because nobody is going to remember much from this season except for everything that's gone on with the other circumstances.
And let's be honest, don't we watch reality TV to escape like our lives?
Exactly.
And I get that it mirrors our real life, but at the same time, it's an escape. I don't want to go watch all the world's problems during Survivor for an hour. I want to escape them. That's why I watch TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to watch people run around in their underwear for some reason. I mean, that sounds like an us problem, but that's what we all want.
One of the two.
I know. How many seasons has it been since they got the swimsuits? You guys got your swimsuits.
We got
right?
our swimsuits on day 9, I think. And then
you got them early. Okay.
We must have been. Did Game Changers get their swimming suits? Because I feel like I'm not sure. And then thereafter, I feel like there was no more.
That might have been the last time they got them was Game Changers. Or Game Changers might have been the time they didn't because it was like, we're changing the game.
Heroes, oh gosh. Heroes, Healers, Hustlers, they had bathing suits because I remember there being a challenge and they looked so colorful.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They did have bathing suits. Maybe it was David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Carl had a bathing suit. That's for sure. He's swimming in jeans.
Four seasons ago. So,
hey, just think about this, people. Not having a swimming suit means you have nothing to change into to wash your attire. Mm-hmm. I mean, wash loosely, meaning rub on a rock in the water, but so, it sucks.
In that, I have a follow up question, but I don't. So, do you just wash said attire without wearing attire? Oh, that's upsetting.
Well, I didn't wash the attire until I got a swimming suit.
Great call. That was a good idea.
I mean, smart.
Yeah.
So, wow. So this is what we want to be talking about, people. Yeah.
This is exactly what we want to be talking about.
I mean, yeah, it is interesting though, like that this season airs and like, you know, like the ultimate survivor legend of Rudy ended up passing away during the airing of this season. And if you go back and think about season one, maybe the topics weren't handled with the most grace, but we saw 16 real people playing Survivor, and it was really about the game. And I mean, Richard and Rudy had this great relationship that nowadays would not be considered like okay for Rudy to be saying those things. But back then, Richard and Rudy really were able to build a relationship around this and like respect each other so much. And it was still about the game, even though that was all there and that's what made those characters legendary. It was still about the game. And I feel like on this season, and really it's been kind of drifting this way a little bit over recent seasons, I feel like it's not so much about the game anymore. And Jeff says this in all of his EW articles every time he talks to Dalton Ross. It's another one of those episodes that shows that Survivor keeps changing with the times and all of that. And it's like, I get that, and that's cool when these moments happen. But at the end of the day, I would still rather just have it be like Rudy and Rich on a beach, like rubbing sunscreen on each other's back. Like, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing is, if Survivor's supposed to mirror real life is messy. People say crappy things. People put their foots in their mouth. People aren't used to other people that they aren't, you know, that they don't know, or that they're haven't grown up with, you know, different types of people or whatever. That's real life. Mm-hmm. When people just say stuff like Rudy and you're like, did you just say that? You know, but that's how real life is actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I actually think one of the best real life moments on this season was probably the Jack and Jamal thing, because I really do think that's just, again, coming back to what you were just saying, Sunday, it's like you grow up. And now you haven't been, maybe Jack has not been around people like Jamal, who, you know, are from like the Northeast city type guy. Right. And so he hasn't been around that. He says something, puts his foot in his mouth, and him and Jamal talk it out, have this real moment. And that, to me, that's like a real human moment that did not overshadow Survivor. It was kind of what Survivor's about.
Yeah, it bothered me when people said that was contrived, because out of everything that has happened this season, I felt like that was a really good. First of all, I think that was a really good episode, but that was just handled really well between the two of them and between like the producers. So all three parties, I think, did a really good job with that.
Yeah.
Well, and it wouldn't have worked had Jamal not handled it as gracefully as he did. Mm-hmm. And took the time to explain it to Jack. It didn't feel or seem like Jack was trying to be offensive. He just really did not know, which is... Mm-hmm. Can be the case for people. If you don't know, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Jack was willing to sit and listen and learn, and Jamal was willing to explain, that's great, you know, and it was a good moment. But that does reflect real life. People don't know things that they don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's telling of this season as a whole, because as we've been seeing some of the exit press and everything, we were getting, not that Alexa and I were very hard on people, because Alexa and I are always so polite.
I feel like based on the context that I think that's even the case for what happened last week. I think based on the context that everyone has directly in front of them, they're reacting based on that.
Yeah.
And I think we did that after the merge. And then when more exit press came out and we learned more, our opinions changed.
Like Sunday just said, if you don't know, you don't know. And that's not necessarily what I'm saying about us. I'm saying some of the players did not know what was going on, and we were being, they were getting a lot of crap for not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason confessionals are in private. Mm-hmm. So that no one else can hear them. So as viewers, you have to remember you're seeing all sides of the story. As players, you're not, on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, we're only seeing one side of the story we're seeing all sides of the story, but we're being led to believe that there's going to be a winner on this season here Sunday. Because you know, we have a finale coming up and life is still going to go on. This episode will be the only one on the season without Dan on it. Mind blowing. But this is the only episode that will not have Dan on it. We have our five people. That's what we're going to be breaking down here Sunday. Are you ready to do power rankings? Are you like ready to take this on?
You have your notes.
Sunday is an expert at this. She's done this so many times. I had posted in our Patreon page. I just want to give a quick rundown for everybody who's listening, who's still participating in the Patreon power ranking game to win a buff. The way that this week works is you want to get 0 points. You don't want to get points because every week we normally just do like, you want to pick the person who's going to get last place. So last week, if you had a lane in seventh spot, you got 7 points. That's great. This week, you are putting down your predicted order of finish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Any difference in those finish placements will get you points. So like, let's say you put Tommy in first place and he finishes fifth. That will get you 4 points, but you're actually losing 4 points off of your total. I know that doesn't make sense, but if you've been keeping track the entire time, it does make sense. So the goal is to get a 0 this week. You want to have, if Tommy wins, you want to have Tommy in spot one. If Lauren is second, you want to have Lauren in spot two. If Dean is third, you want to have Dean in spot three. If you have Dean in third and Dean finishes fifth place, you lose 2 points. So it's like a differential thing. Sunday, did you follow that, or are we going again?
I was writing some notes down. How are the survivors doing? That's what I want to know. Well,
the survivors are beating Alexa by 1 point. And that's the only person that the survivors are beating.
No pressure.
Yeah. So out of all the people, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We have 15 people who have stuck with it throughout this entire season, which, by the way, if you're ever thinking about becoming a patron, everybody, that means you had, there were only 12 people who did this. You had a 1 in 12 shot of winning a buff if you took part in this game with us. At least there were more at the beginning and only 12 stuck through till the end. But out of 15 people Sunday, the survivors are in 14th place. And Alexa's in 15th.
And I'm in 15th.
What?
That's tough. All right, Sunday, you gotta take it home.
You have
I'm gonna try to.
And I think this week, normally we start with number one and say who's the safest, but I think this week we have to start with number five and work our way to our winners, right? Yeah. I mean, I think we have to.
Definitely.
All right. So we have five, and I wanna say this again, because I don't think they're getting enough love. We have five really good, really fun personalities in this finale. Like, this is, I really think that you could not have asked for much better of a final five. We just, unfortunately, what went on through most of the season, we don't know them as well as we should, or we do know them, but it's just, we're not talking about them. We should be talking about them more because this could be one of the best bunches in a long time.
We also have a finale that has five people instead of six people. So I'm hoping that with that extra, honestly, probably 7 minutes that we gain from not having to vote out number six, we just get that much more time with this group. Because I think you're right, Phil. Like, this is such a good group. I am so happy that my girl Nora has made it this far. Who thought that Dean was going to be the final Lyro standing? We're finally seeing like Tommy and Lauren come to fruition, and Janet is Janet. So this is a great, great final five. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to have to get into this. Who wants to do their number five first? Cause it's going to pain me to say my number five. So, I mean, who wants, I mean, Sunday's covering her mouth. That seems like a no, I don't want to say it.
So I'm going to be contrarian because I know what everyone's thinking with the final five.
I hope you're right, Alexa.
I really hope I'm right.
I hope you're so right.
So I had a moment of clarity earlier today. And if I'm, so one thing I need you guys to clarify for me, does anybody other than Dean know that he has this nullified? Or Dean tell Tommy that?
Yeah.
He told Tommy and Dan.
Okay. So Tommy knows.
Yeah.
So if I'm Tommy, or if I'm Lauren, or if I'm Nora, if Dean comes to me, because what Dean needs to do is he needs to pin votes on, he needs to put votes on Janet. He obviously needs to talk to everybody else to make that happen. If I am any of those people, then why would I let Dean make the big move instead of me? Why would I let Dean have that credit? This was like Angelina telling, was it Nick and Mike, that she needed to get an idol for her resume? Like, why would I allow that? So I'm hoping that Dean actually tells them his plan. They don't support it because, one, they are aligned with Janet. There have been plenty of opportunities to get rid of Janet. She was the one in the tiebreaker, right? Between her and Elizabeth, and every single vote went back to Elizabeth. Why would they let someone else make such a huge move with so little time left? Instead, they're going to put the votes on Dean. Dean goes home at 5.
Wow. Alexa, I hope you're right. No offense, Dean, but I really hope you're right.
I really like Dean, but for Janet's sake and for the sake of the health, mental health of the internet, that's what I'm going to go with.
Sunday, do you want to say it first or do you want me to say it first? Who's your number?
You might be surprised because I am toying back and forth with my number 5. So you go first.
Go ahead, Tom. Right.
I'll be the voice of reason. I'll do it. I love Janet. She's my favorite. She's great. Other than Tommy. Tommy, I love you too. But I love Janet. She's just great. She's from like my neck of the woods. I love the way she handled herself like this entire season through all of the craziness. Janet never lost who Janet was. And I think that was just amazing. She unfortunately gets caught finding an idol by the man who then goes and does a coin flip that I believe was rigged because it's going against Janet. So I'll always say it's rigged.
You think it was a yes on both sides?
I just think it should have landed on the ground. Boston Rob caught it. It was like, oh, that says no. Yes. I don't actually believe this, but it's against Janet, so I'm upset. I think that what ends up happening is I think that Dean is going to be able to rally the votes because Tommy knows Janet has an idol as well. He also knows he's not going to beat Janet if he sits in the final three against Janet. So he has to get rid of Janet. He, I believe, thinks that he can have Dean make this move, play the idol nullifier, get Janet out of the game, and he's still going to have a better resume than Dean at the end of the day because that'll be the only thing Dean did the entire game. And you need to get – Tommy needs to get rid of Janet and Lauren. If he doesn't get rid of Janet at 5, she's going to make fire at 4 in the final 3.
That's the problem. We're at the – this is the last real vote because normally in the finale you have 2 real votes. This is the last real vote, and you can't have Janet go to fire because she made fire by looking at 2 sticks on day 1.
Yes. Yeah.
So I got Janet in spot 5. It kills me to do it. I hope I'm wrong. I think this is going to be a predictable finale.
Yeah.
And I think that Janet's going to go at 5 and then we'll get into everything else. But I'm hoping that it's predictable in a way that once Janet doesn't go at 5, we can all sit there and go, oh my God, Janet's going to win this. How is she going to do this? Or it's going to be like Janet and Tommy and Lauren are all going to sit in the final 3. Are you kidding me? What is going to happen in that final 3? Because if Janet, Lauren, and Tommy, and this is no offense to Dean or Nora, if Janet, Lauren, and Tommy sit in the final 3, it's the best final 3 of all time, and it will surpass. I really do believe it's probably better than the Amanda, Courtney, and Todd one, or it's right on that level because – to have that caliber of players sitting in the final 3, all of them, it's just, it's unheard of. It never happens, especially in this type of era of Survivor.
Well, and it would be nice after such a crappy season.
That's the thing. Especially like having Janet win would just improve. I'll use the word improve. It would end on a really good note.
It would. It's just, who is going to let her get to that spot?
I don't know.
Well, here's a good point, though. From Katarina, Janet never said she has to play the idol for herself.
No.
So what if she
Nora
thinks that, somebody else is getting the votes and she says, we'll play the idol for you. It probably wouldn't be Nora, but maybe like she wins immunity or something. And then she has to give it to somebody else. Then all of a sudden, Dean has to play his nullifier on someone he doesn't necessarily want to play it on, but it would be his only move. So he would have to do it.
But who else has an idol?
Nobody. But she could play it on somebody else if she were to like win immunity, or even if like, I don't know. There could be other ways. Maybe she's Janet's had more game than we all expected for the entire game. Maybe she's got something left up her sleeve.
That's a good point.
Guys can't even see my notes, but I have alternate universe written right here.
I love it.
And it says Janet wins immunity. Mm-hmm. And then she plays her idol for Lauren to make sure Lauren stays in. And then Dean goes out, right?
Yep.
And you're at final four. And then you have, so if Dean is out, you've got Lauren, Janet, Nora, and Tommy. Let's say, you know, Nora wins immunity because she very well could, again, in that final four spot. She sends Janet with Tommy, knowing Janet will beat Tommy. And then we've got a Nora, Lauren, Janet final three.
That's a great final three, except Tommy's not in it.
That's a fun, like, fun alternate universe, though.
No, that's awesome.
But you're right with the immunity, because so four out of the five people in this final five have won immunity, except for Janet. But Janet has been in it, so I think Janet winning immunity is so in the question. That's a very reasonable thing.
What if there's a swimming portion to the challenge at final five?
Yeah, she would kick
that.
Their butt.
Would be a little fishy.
That'd be a little fishy. That would be a little fishy.
I'd be okay with it, though.
It would be great. I mean, there's times where I was going to a challenge and I wasn't going to win because I'm not athletic. But there were ones I could have won.
Yeah.
That aren't all athletic, you know, kind of things.
And we talked about it on the recap episode. Like, it's always coming down to the puzzle. You just got to be near it at the end. I mean, Elaine pretty much figured out the puzzle last week. We had Carl come on and talk to us a little bit. And he was saying, you know, with perceptions, it's like he figured out that puzzle. He just figured it out in the wrong order, and then somebody else wins it with perspective or whatever it was. And you know, I think if you're in it, she could just make the puzzle and all of a sudden she's in the final four. And if I will say, I have Janet in spot five, but if Janet gets past the final five, I really think she's gonna win the season. So I think we're gonna know who. I really do believe that Tommy or Janet is gonna win the season. I think we're gonna know who the winner of our season is after the first vote out of this of this episode.
Yeah, that could be. Okay, so I'm back and forth, but I just feel like they're not gonna let Dean just make this big move and swan dive to the end with this great like thing. So I kind of feel like something's gonna blow up in Dean's face. And so I'm going to put Dean in the fifth spot, actually.
Wow. So Alexa and Sunday, you're both giving me so much hope. I really hope. Also,
please note that we're both also in last place.
Have you not ever watched Survivor? Like, there's always surprises.
I mean, I just go back to like David versus Goliath was one of my favorite seasons of the entire show.
Yeah.
And the final six of David versus Goliath, that finished exactly how we all thought the final six of David versus Goliath was going to go. Davey went first, and then it was Allison. Or it was like, is it going to be Allison or Kara? And we knew that neither one of them was going to make the final three. Like, Angelina was going to get there, Nick was going to win, and Mike was just, the way it was lined up, Mike was not going to be voted out. I feel like that's how this could go, and maybe it's just after all the craziness of this season, because if you really think about just the gameplay of this season, there were so many insane boots, strategic moves, like like just voting out people with idols, whether it made sense or not. Like, there were just so many crazy moves.
Like, not all amazing gameplay.
Yeah, not all great, but so many wild moves. Maybe we do get a predictable finale. Like, maybe. But I hope you're both right. I would love to see.
I don't know. The week that Dean was like, let's assemble the goat army, I wanted to say, and are you leading it? You know, I that irritated me, but, you know, so I just think, I don't think he's in, I don't think anyone left is like, I want to be with Dean unless they totally think that they'll beat him in the end, which could be a possibility too. But
I think the only person who wants to be with him is Tommy. So, because I mean, I think the two of them have been a lot closer than we've been shown, and especially because Dean did save Tommy.
Yeah.
I think, and Tommy's going to be the wild card with this because Tommy is the only one who's aware of both the idol and the nullifier. So he's the big, I don't know if swing vote's the right word, but he's kind of the big decision maker with that.
Yeah. He's got all the intel for sure. And I like him a lot.
Yeah. He's great.
But yeah.
Yeah. It's weird to me too, because all throughout the season, like as I'm about to say my four and my three, all throughout the season, we've said, like, from the opening, it was like a woman's going to win this season. It really felt that way. early on. And I think I'm about to have two men go 1-2 on this season. It's weird. I don't know.
And I do feel bad for, we're saying this as if it's a foregone conclusion. I do feel bad for Tommy if he wins, because I think people are going to be mad at him because he's not a girl, and that's not fair. That's not his fault. So
no, are we voting on who's a girl or
no, that's not why we're voting.
Survivor Reddit, how it should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Survivor Reddit. Absolutely, 100% is, and Tommy will just be forever the most boring winner in the history of the show, right, Tommy? Don't forget it.
Whatever. Okay,
yeah,
so
I need that stuff. What's a boring win? Okay, yeah, let's just keep going.
Tommy's great. Okay, so, who's going to the fire making challenge? Who wants to go first?
Who's going to it? Well, you already put Dean out of there.
Yeah, so I'll give you guys my fan fiction. So my final four is Tommy, Janet, Nora, and Lauren. I haven't thought this far ahead. So my fire making, I have Nora and Lauren. Well, actually, Lauren's in the fire making, and Lauren loses the fire making. I have Lauren in fourth place. In terms of who she goes up against and who wins that immunity, I haven't gotten that far yet. But I think Lauren loses the fire making because I think if Lauren gets to the end, I do think she beats Tommy. And just from what I've been watching, I don't see us really being shown why Lauren's winning. I think we're being shown why Lauren's helping Tommy win. So I think that Lauren's going to lose the fire making, very possibly to Janet, because if anybody's like, if I'm Tommy and I win that that final immunity, or if I'm Nora and I win that final immunity, I need to get rid of Janet. But the most you can do is put her up against fire. And I don't think Janet could possibly lose a fire making challenge.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Who's so you still have Janet in yours. I think for mine, I have Dean for as bad as I think Nora is going to win immunity at Final Four. I think that's going to happen.
Very, very reasonable.
And I think she's going to take Dean with her because she hates Dean. And she thinks she can beat Dean. I really do. I think she thinks she can beat Dean. And Tommy and Lauren are
out of that group, probably the most realistic.
And I think that Tommy and Lauren are going to sit next to each other and make fire. And I think that Tommy's going to beat Lauren. I don't think either one is going to be very good at making fire, as weird as that is. I think they're both really big fans. But I think Lauren is going to be our Rob goddess of this season. She gets Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like any of these.
Okay. So if Dean goes out, like we just said, or Alexa and I said, I say Nora also wins the immunity challenge. And then Nora sends Janet up against Tommy, like I said, knowing that Janet will win. So that I just feel like Nora would be the type to want to sit with two other women at the end. I do agree, Phil. She doesn't like Dean. But I feel like her thought process of wanting to sit there with two women will overtake what might be the smarter move, which is, not to send Janet to fire. But I do think that Nora wins. She sends Lauren and Tommy to fire. Janet and Tommy to fire. Tommy goes out. You have Nora, Janet, and Lauren sitting in the end. And then I think, unfortunately, I don't think Nora gets as many votes and Janet wins. I do think they've been showing specifically Lauren making strategic moves from the very beginning of the game.
The Molly vote. That was all Lauren.
Yes. And I feel like they've made a point to show that she's not just doing what Tommy says. That Tommy, I don't feel like I get the impression Tommy's running the Lauren and Tommy show. I think Tommy's great socially, but I don't know that I feel like they've shown him making as many of strategic decisions as Lauren, or else equally so.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's really why they're such a good duo, that Tommy, they've been highlighting Tommy's social game and they've been highlighting Lauren's strategic game. And I remember when Lauren came back from Island of the Idols and she sat Tommy down and she was like, I'm going to need everybody to sit out. He was like, I thought that he could have thought, oh, well, I don't know. Like, what's in it for me? He did it. He was all in on it. So I think Lauren has been shown as the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you get to the end, I mean, okay, first of all, I don't believe people vote for people they don't like. So you have to have a good social game. But then if you have two good social players, it's going to come down to what moves that you can claim that you made.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that if I'm going back so early in the season for when I look at Tommy kind of surpassed Lauren in my rankings and it never shifted from that. And it really was after Molly was voted out because that was Lauren's move. It was Lauren's move. And next week, all we saw was Tommy making amends with people. We did not see Lauren. And I'm sure Lauren did because that's how she got this far in the game. Yeah. But I think that was very telling of why is Jamal going to vote for Tommy to win at the end? Well, because even after Tommy voted out his number one person, he then turns around and says, Jamal, look, I'm sorry. I still want to work with you. All of that. We saw Tommy's relationship with Aaron. We've seen Tommy's relationship with Janet. These are people who I think are just going to be on the jury. And Lauren, I think, has played a phenomenal game. I think she's played great. It's just been not overshadowed by Tommy's game in any way. It's been overshadowed in the edit that we just have not seen as much of her as I would have liked to have seen for me to be able to say confidently Lauren's going to win this season. Because if she had had some of those scenes similar to what Tommy had, I think that this would just be a great final three. And I could see a Dom Wendell situation where you have the social versus the strategic. Mm-hmm. And you actually want to give the money to at the end. And it could be that close between Tommy and Lauren. I just think Lauren's going to ultimately fall short and it's not going to be Tommy's fault. Tommy will beat her in the fire making, but it's going to be because Nora would rather take Dean with her to the end and sit against somebody she thinks she can beat.
I really want Nora to win this final immunity challenge.
So do I.
I do too. I mean, but I don't get the impression that the jury or the people that have been playing with Nora are like thinking she's, you know,
I don't think she gets the vote.
I love watching her, but I'm not getting the impression that they're like all getting along super great with Nora.
I think after the, who ended up going home? Karishma, the big blow up tribal council. I think Nora, and I don't think it's Nora's fault necessarily, because I think if anybody gets attacked, like publicly at tribal council, anyone would react like just totally freak out. But I think when that happened, any jury votes Nora had were lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I completely agree.
I feel like she's the type of person that really does not in her heart of hearts believe that's the case.
Right. Definitely.
Like, I think she believes she would get there and get like the majority of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that as well. I could, but I don't think she's, I don't think she's right. But in her mind, she's like, right.
I'm saying,
why could I not be Dean?
Probably really totally thinks of her own game and her perception of herself.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I'll go into just right away who my third place is, and it's Nora, and I think she gets zero votes. I feel the most confident about Nora's placement in this season because no matter who she sits with out of these other four, because Dean has a really compelling argument, and I'll get to that in a second. If Dean gets to the end, I think a lot of people are overlooking his argument, but Dean has a better argument than her. Janet obviously has a better argument than her. Tommy obviously has a better argument. And Lauren obviously has a better argument than her. None of them want to get rid of Nora before that. Nobody's going to put Nora up to make fire. No reason to. So I think that unless Nora pulls a Chris Underwood and decides I want to try to make fire against somebody and loses it, that's the only way she gets a different place than third place. And that does not mean she would win or get second. That means she either gets fourth or she gets third. Mm-hmm. So I really feel confident that Nora's getting third on this season.
Yeah, I have Nora. So my final three, I guess let's all go to our final threes now. My final three is Tommy, Janet, and Nora, with Nora taking third place.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Lauren, Janet, and Nora, with Nora taking third and no votes.
There you go. So we can all agree on one thing.
That's a good final threes here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's great. I mean, I don't like saying mean things about players and stuff, you know, and I actually got into a little back and forth in some Survivor fan group because people were calling her crazy and that she needed medication.
Oh my God.
It bothered me because it was like, wait, what? No, you can't say that about people. You know, she's got a fun personality, different personality. So yeah, I have her. Yeah. I think we all agree on that spot.
Yeah.
Nora has been I guess in a different way than Janet, the shining light of this season. Nora has been like the sense of humor that we have all desperately needed.
Yeah. This season's really hard to watch without Nora. because like I normally get tired of that type of over the top personality. Like I always say, like, oh, Abby Maria, like, Abby Maria is great if she makes it to like 14th place, you know, but then she always goes to like fifth and you're like, oh, okay, like I've had enough by this point. I didn't get tired of Nora because everything else was exhausting. And so, you know, it really helped that she was on the season. It really, really did help her. What jury member am I missing? Who am I missing, guys? This is not good.
For jury? Well, we're short one.
I'm sure. Well, yeah, but I'm short one.
We'll have a 10-person jury.
Yeah.
It's a 10-person jury. So 1, 2, 3, 4, Jack, 5, Jamal, 6,
Aaron, 7, Kelly, 8. Missy, Elizabeth, Elaine.
Karishma. And then two people from the finale.
That puts us at 9, doesn't it? Wait, who did I miss? Jack, Jamal, Kelly, Elizabeth, Missy, Karishma, Elaine, Janet, and Maya something, Janet.
You're missing Aaron.
Oh, in my mind, I said Aaron. I wrote Aaron down in my brain. I didn't write him down on the paper. Sorry, Aaron. Okay. So since mine is different than both of yours, I'm going to go first because I think that both of you have Janet in your final three, and then one has Tommy and the other has Lauren, and I think those are really compelling. So I just want to draw attention to this Dean versus Tommy scenario, and then it is going to be the Alexa and Sunday show after that.
Okay.
Dean should be a GOAT, right? In my estimation, the way that this finale is going to go down is Dean is going to successfully play the idol nullifier because Janet is going to play the idol. She's the only way that she goes home is if the nullifier is played on her. I think it gets played. I think Dean gets the final three. He sits with Tommy and you initially look at this list and you say, Janet obviously votes for Tommy. Lauren votes for Tommy. If these are the people who make it from this finale, you think Jamal, Kelly, Jack, these are people who all had a pretty good relationship with Tommy. He did a really good job. Aaron and him had a great relationship. Mm-hmm. All Dean has to say is that one tribal council, when he blew up the game to ensure that he went from probably 7th or 6th to final three, when that episode where Karishma goes home, he turned to Tommy and said, you're going home tonight. And so by him saying that, he can essentially say he's the reason that Tommy is sitting in the final three. Now, I don't know if this is going to be the argument Dean makes, and I don't know if his social game is good enough that anybody's going to care at that point. But I think people just need to take Dean a little bit more seriously if he does make the final three, because if he's against Lauren, Lauren wins in a landslide. If he's against Janet, Janet wins in a landslide. But if he is against Tommy, he is one of the main reasons why Tommy is sitting there, because otherwise Tommy gets eighth place on this season. And then Elaine probably still gets 7th. The Dan thing still goes down the way it does, but Dean probably gets 5th on the season, which both of you think he will, but he probably gets 5th and that's the best he can do because he doesn't have the relationship with Tommy and Dan that did end up actually really helping him, you know, at least get to final five. So I really think that if Dan can, I think Tommy still wins. I still have Tommy winning because at the end of the day, I think Tommy's the kind of guy that everybody on there loves. They all really respect him. He's the one that everybody wants to go have a beer with after they're done. He should buy the beer for everybody because he's going to win the million. So he's got to buy beer for everybody. But I think that Tommy wins out because of his relationships. But I think that it's, if we have a 10-person jury, we're looking at like 6-4 and people are shocked and going, wait a second, is Dean going to win this? And we're going to have back-to-back winners of like Chris Underwood and then Dean Kowalski. Like what just happened? So that's my only take. I still think Tommy pulls it out. But yeah, and let the internet hate begin.
When you're sitting in the final, I can't really think of a time when this has happened because I don't think this ever usually comes to fruition. It's sort of like the David and Jessica Lewis from your season Sunday. Mm-hmm. Tommy after in that tribal was so indebted to Dean and Phil, to your point, like people might not even care. Tommy wouldn't be there. Tommy, at this present moment, Tommy wouldn't be there if it weren't for Dean. So I think that is a really good argument by Dean. And I think you mentioned Kelly, Jamal, and Jack. I think Kelly, Jamal, and Jack could vote for Dean. Kelly and Dean are obviously pretty tight, and Dean ends up flipping on her, but Kelly is obviously a gamer. So,
and all the Lyros respect that he made it as far as he did as the last Lyro. Like that came up a lot in Ponderosa, which was weird.
Yeah,
So I don't know. I think you're definitely onto something with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. That's my take. Sunday, do you have any opinion?
All right,
on
Sunday.
That
let's hear it.
Well, I love you, Phil, but I totally disagree. this is why, because I don't think anybody cares if eight votes ago you could have left, but you're still there because of Dean. I really don't think anyone cares. I think that Tommy has better relationships with people than Dean does. If it came down to it, I think it's a pick of, I don't think it's that close. Mm-hmm. But I will say when Nora wins that immunity at four, I kind of feel like Dean and Tommy are interchangeable to her. Mm-hmm. I think it doesn't matter which of them go to fire with Janet and which one of them lose. I just think I don't see that huge of a difference between the two of them. I do think Tommy has more friends, so I think he's got a better shot. But I didn't feel like Dean's social game was that strong. Mm-hmm. He had people he talked to and he had people he didn't talk to. If you have a good social game, you're talking to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I felt like Dean was pretty clear that there was people he just wasn't going to talk to. And that comes back to bite you when you're talking about the jury.
Yeah.
So Karishma is not voting for Dean.
No, she is not. So the people that I have as like could possibly vote for Dean, yeah. Kelly, even though he blindsided Kelly really bad, I still think that him and Kelly have a real relationship. I think Elaine, I think that Missy could. I do think that maybe.
You say Elaine goes for Dean over Tommy?
No, I'm not saying she will. I'm just saying as a possibility, especially if he starts to make this argument. I'm not saying that she's definitely going to do it. I'm just saying it's something that could happen. Elizabeth might possibly do it. Jack could possibly do it. I think Jamal ends up voting for Tommy, though, no matter what, just because I think him and Tommy really patched up their relationship. But when Jack went home, that was when Dean's idol was successfully played. So really, Jack is the one who was most affected by Dean's successful idol play that Kelly has for sure told them was her play at this point. But still, I think that like Jack might say, look, you're the reason I went home and I didn't make the merge. So more power to you. I got to respect it and I'll vote for you. Mm-hmm. So could sneakily be like a 6-4 final. But I still at the end of the day think Tommy pulls it out and maybe it'll be 8-2. But there's going to be a couple Dean names that come up if this is the final three and people are going to be like, what is going on right now? It's like when Nick and Mike White were against each other. I'm like, wait, is Mike going to win this? Why is this happening right now?
Yeah.
So
I don't see it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear what you got, Sunday.
Okay. So I have my final three are Nora, Janet, and Lauren. And I have Janet winning and Lauren getting votes for sure. Maybe two. But Nora not getting any votes, unfortunately. But I would say overwhelmingly, Janet takes it. And I think there was really something significant to them showing her. I could cry because I could put myself in her position. Her saying, I could actually win this.
That was amazing.
I think there's a reason that we saw that. Mm-hmm. I really do. So I think Dean's going to get too cocky with that nullifier. I think they know about it. I don't think it's going to get played right. Or I think Janet's going to win immunity or play it on someone else where it won't affect her. So
the Janet confessional of her like being surprised that she could actually win this was that might've been the confessional to see if she wins that, that's her winners. That's like the winner montage that she gets. That was amazing.
Yeah,
it was.
We also, I think, like if Janet wins, we're going to look back and say, "How was Tommy the obvious winner at it?" Janet was always the obvious winner at it because Sandra gives this soliloquy about how amazing Janet. I know you're good. Janet gives this soliloquy, Sandra, about Janet. So for Sandra to say that about Janet is, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. I completely agree. Sunday muted herself.
Yeah, that was smart.
Then it looked like she went to say something.
You're my dog.
You're not there. But no, I agree. That confessional to me, I was like, oh my God, this is Janet's game to lose. And then the only problem is that immediately after that is when Dean gets the idol nullifier. And I'm like, oh, come on. Like, it really felt that way. But yeah, there's a lot of things that point to a Janet win. You have her making the fire on day one. You have the Sandra confessional talking about her. You have Janet finding the idol and like crying about it. You have the entire situation that went down at final 12 or whatever it was when Jamal went home. the way that Janet handled herself and the way that was edited. Look, I don't think they tried to make Janet look like a hero. I think she just was a hero. Yeah. But to keep it that way and for her to keep her cool like that, it would just make sense for somebody like Janet to somehow find a way to pull it out on this season. So I could see it happening. It's just this first vote terrifies me for her.
It does. It's scary. But I think that also with all the crap that's been going on, the fact that she would pin her game, like risk her whole game to stand up for what she believed was right and mm-hmm. get thrown under the bus for it. But continue to just stay in there. And I think that, you know, a lot of people would like to see that unwritten rule of the older woman not winning overturn, and this would be a great season for that. So
Janet's also one of the people, and I know that, like, I forget who I was talking to about this, but we got into the conversation of, like, what's kind of starting to hurt Survivor a little bit right now, I think, is that a lot of players are playing to play again, not necessarily to win the first season, because it's so, I mean, so many people come back and play a second time that a lot of times you're like, well, if they remember me, I'll come back and play a second time. Janet came out there to play to win, and she still will probably play a second time because there is nobody else who really fits into her archetype, and she killed it. I mean, she did not do anything out of the ordinary, anything that's not her. She's mm-hmm. I mean, she's essentially, she's kind of like how Rudy was, where Rudy was, you know, Rudy was obviously the over the top version of this, but Janet was herself the entire game mm-hmm. and was able to overcome the age barrier and still make it as far as she did. So even if she doesn't pull off the victory, I feel like Janet is somebody who comes back on another season, no problem. And I think she's one of those people who could win it on a second try because she's not weak in challenges. She's a really good social player. Her biggest problem would be overcoming how likable she is. So I don't know. I hope she pulls it out this time. But in an era where people do play to play again, Janet played to win and probably will play again.
Yeah. And Janet also, and this is a season where, like, there weren't a ton of idols. Janet found two idols. That's like, that's mm-hmm. huge. That's a huge resume booster right there. Yeah. So she's got it all.
Plus, she's definitely not the older woman zero vote person at all.
Not in the slightest. So. Absolutely. I think that's why she's so refreshing for so many people. But if she wins, or no matter what, she's going to get the, like, bring her on stage during the finale treatment. Kind of like the Joe mm-hmm. Anglim cutting his hair off, except not for her.
Yeah.
Imagine Janet just like, you got to cut your hair off, Janet. That's what you have to do. Then you'll win next time.
Janet's going to get a big send off no matter what. And it's going to be very well deserved. Yeah.
Absolutely agree. Alexa, now let's hear your interesting take here on this Janet versus Tommy versus Nora final three.
So Nora wins 10-0. But while we were talking, I was kind of laying it out. I was writing it all down. I wrote down every single jury member and who would vote for who. And I actually ended up with a tie. So the last two jurors, where they vote is so hard to tell because it's all going to be something that happens in the future because it's nothing mm-hmm. we've seen yet. And people are always kind of spurned in that situation. So in my scenario, it's Lauren and Dean who are on this jury. And I'm sure one of them will be pissed that they are not up there with Tommy. So one of them would switch to Janet probably. So I have this as a direct tie, and I think it's so unrealistic that we get both Tommy and Janet, but I want to stick with it because this is totally what I want to see. I have Jack, Kelly, Jamal, 1, 2, 3, all going for Janet. Jack said that he and Janet had a very, very close relationship. I think they definitely had a mother-son kind of bond. And then Kelly and Jamal, they were on two tribes in a row with Janet. And I think especially with what happened when both of them went home, Janet was the one standing up for them. Mm-hmm. Then I go three straight votes for Tommy in Aaron, Missy, and Elizabeth because they didn't spend any time with Janet. They spent only kind of the merge time with her, and they were always kind of at odds, not at odds, but just never working together. And Aaron and Tommy, we always saw being really close. Karishma, I have going for Janet. Again, they were never super aligned, but always kind of loosely. Elaine is my swing vote. I don't know where. I think Elaine goes to Tommy. But what would you guys think that Elaine does between Janet and Tommy?
She could go either way. I mean, like, I could see her voting for Janet for sure as like a like, wow, you did it, I'm impressed type of thing. You know, right. I think she just has that mentality of, I think she might be more impressed with Janet's game than Tommy's, because how did Janet get there?
Right. I couldn't decide with Elaine because she and Tommy.
I feel like she goes Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because of the relationship, I feel like that would win out in her mind over the other.
I have the, in my head, I have, remember when Elaine won immunity and Tommy gave a gigantic bear hug? Mm-hmm. That's what I have in my head when I think mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah.
And then for Lauren and Dean, I have a feeling that Lauren and Tommy, if one of them ends up on the jury, they will vote for the other person.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be that kind of Ryan and Devin from HHH. They're just going to vote for the other one. Dean, I think it all depends on how Dean gets on the jury. I have Dean voting for Janet because I think he and Tommy are really tight. So if Dean ends up on the jury, it will very likely be because of Tommy, and that might bug him.
Yeah, I could see that too. Mm-hmm. So are you giving Janet the win or Tommy the win?
I think according to my math, Janet wins.
So you both have Janet winning over the duo of Tommy and Lauren. Like, not that you both have that as your final three, but Alexa has Janet beating Tommy. Sunday, you have Janet beating Lauren. Mm-hmm. What if, and I think this is so unlikely, but I think it's worth talking about just because they are, I think, the three front runners to win. We don't have Lauren winning in any situation here. But if Lauren, Tommy, and Janet all somehow did make the final three, like if somehow Nora goes home at four, if Dean is the first boot, who do you think actually pulls out the win in that situation?
Out of Tommy, Lauren, and Janet?
Yeah, out of Tommy, Lauren, and Janet.
Janet.
I think the order goes Janet, Lauren, Tommy.
I think it'd be close, though.
I don't know. I'd have to really go, like, person by person.
Because I could see that being, like, a 4-3-3 or something like that, where somebody had a relationship with someone that we didn't even realize. I think the problem is all of Janet's relationships are also Tommy's relationships, and all of Lauren's relationships are also Tommy's relationships.
Yeah.
So do they steal votes from Tommy? Or does Tommy steal votes from them in that situation? And I think that would make it really close.
When 3/4 of one alliance is all sitting next to each other, it's a little incestuous.
Yeah.
That's tough. So I don't know. I just thought, you know, why not bring it up? But I would probably give – I'd probably say Janet wins it because Tommy and Lauren's people split on the two of them.
Yeah.
And then Janet pulls out the win in, like I said, like a 4-3-3 or something like that. Yeah. So a lot of scenarios where Janet wins, but Janet's got to get to the end.
Yeah.
She's got to make that one.
I had Lauren in the final three. Did you say nobody had Lauren?
Nobody had Lauren winning.
Oh, winning. Yeah.
Which is pretty shocking because I feel like this whole time we've been talking about how Lauren very easily could win this.
Well, but I started this conversation, I had Lauren as number one winning.
Right.
But Lauren wins. Okay, here's my thing. Lauren wins if Janet does go home on that idol nullifier this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think you're right.
If Janet pulls it out, somehow gets immunity and survives this vote, then Janet wins. Otherwise, I do have Lauren winning sitting next to Janet and Nora.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I do, in one scenario, I do have Lauren winning. But if Janet skates through this week, Janet wins. If Janet does not, Lauren.
Okay.
I think you're right, Phil. Like, as even though this finale is very close to being super predictable, I can't remember a time when the final five vote was so pivotal in deciding who was going to win.
Yeah. Because it really is, I feel like, going to decide who's going to win. If Janet goes, then we know it's either Tommy or Lauren. Probably one of them loses fire. If Janet doesn't go, it's probably Janet who wins because she's not going to lose fire. So it's really weird how this works.
Or we could get really lucky like we did in Ghost Island, where just two big powerhouses, Tommy and Lauren, Lauren and Janet, Tommy and Janet, both end up in the final three. That would be
except
awesome.
Dean is the powerhouse, everybody.
Powerhouse Dean.
Detective Dean Kowalski. Powerhouse.
Okay, I'm going to end with a fun. I'm not logged in. Phil, could you put up the Steve Harvey comments that's currently in the chat because I think it's funny? Sorry I was late, guys. I was trying to figure out who was voting for who by laying leaves out on my floor.
There you go. Learn from the best, Nora.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, that, I mean, that pretty much covers the finale. Sunday, do you have anything else that you want to throw in on this finale? Any wise words to future Survivor players? Anything, anything we got going on here?
Any excitement for the upcoming season, whatever it could be.
Yeah. I'm excited for the upcoming season. I think for future Survivor players, just, you know, put this in a closet and lock the key and just think about it. And dream big, and to all the players, good luck. And just, I don't know why I have an echo all of a sudden, but
out of nowhere, right? This is why sometimes if you don't have headphones and it just happens. I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't want to hear myself because I'm echoing, but
well, one thing we didn't even consider, what if Boston, Rob, and Sandra are voting?
There's no way.
I wouldn't put it past anybody.
If they vote, this season managed to become just as much of a tragedy. It continued to be a tragedy after the tragedy ended.
We're going to say that's not just jumping the shark, it's jumping Jaws.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The shark that it can jump.
There's no way they're voting.
Yeah.
Just not happening.
Man, we shall see. Well, but Dean's got a locked in vote in Boston Rob. I think Boston Rob is a man crush on him.
It's just going to be a picture of a guy doing that. Just flexing. Won't even write the name.
just the arm. Man. Well, this has been fun. I know beforehand we were all like, this season's, you know, this is going to end in such a weird way, but this has been really fun because I think we've been able to just talk about this awesome group of five, and this is a great group of five. And I think all three of us having very different rankings really says a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can't overlook the great players that are playing that are still there, those five, like you said, Alexa, and give them their due credit and their due attention aside from all the crap that's gone on.
Yeah, completely agree. Yeah. All right. Well, Alexa, why don't you take us home for the last time? And then we'll be back on Friday or something with the finale thing.
Yeah. So we'll be back. It's a little unclear. We will probably not be back Wednesday, possibly, but bank on Friday afternoon for our finale recap. Phil again is going to be having a ton of fun with watching the finale, which will be super fun. Uh-huh. In the meantime, do what Sunday said, and let's lift up these really great players. Let's enjoy this final week because we're about to hit two and a half months without Survivor, which no matter how you spin it, isn't fun. So let's enjoy this final five, and let's be nice to them on social media because they've gone through some crap this season.
Mm. Yes.
And to the whole cast too, not just to them. So we will be back at some point. Sunday, thank you so much for coming on. I feel like this is you know how Saturday Night Live, they have the Five Timers Club and they get some really fancy jacket. I feel like we need to get you something for the Six Timers Club.
Yeah, but, special to signify. No, I have to come back a seventh time because I'm technically in the seventh place club.
Ooh,
there you go.
Good.
There you go.
It sounds like that may be happening.
Alexa, we're going to have to make a ranking of who's shown up on our podcast the most, because I know Sunday and Carl are in the 1-2 spot, but we got to figure it out.
I like the idea of a guest power rankings. There's no way that can go
wrong. Love that. There's no way that some of the people don't come back after we do that.
That's off-season fun right there while we get ready for 40.
Yeah,
we have so much special stuff ready for 40. My God, we cannot wait to actually...
Yes.
Everybody get excited. We have stuff for 40. We have it.
We have something very exciting planned for 40 that Sunday may or may not be slightly involved in. So again, we'll hype this up a little more, but we don't really know when we'll do that because we don't know when we're recapping the finale. So stay tuned for that. Sunday, as always, we love having you, and we will see you all whenever we can.
All right. Oh, wait, can I say something? Oh,
go. Yes. Yeah. Hurry up.
Could you please go to Twitter?
Oh, yes, yes.
And bid on my eBay Skype call for Angelina's charity, and it's for women. It's empowering women, and that's what I actually do already in my real life, too. So don't leave me hanging. Go bid on a call. We can talk about Survivor. You can talk about whatever you want. But it's on my Twitter account, and I would love it. It's for a great cause, and it's almost the end of the year, so some people should be wanting to dump off some end of the year giving. You can send it in that direction.
That's a fun Christmas gift. Yeah. That'd be a good one. Yeah, I've been seeing that. I completely forgot to bring that up. I've been seeing that all over Twitter. I was on the eBay page earlier. There are so many people who are participating in this. So bid on these Skype calls. I bet they're going to be a ton of fun. So I hope a
good reason to buy one for someone is like if you know someone that got diagnosed with breast cancer that's going through that, that's always a super great super great conversation. I can just be encouraging and help her know what she's in for. So I'll keep that in mind too.
There you go.
That's great. Thanks for bringing that up, Sunday. I completely forgot to mention that. And like you said, it's for a great cause. So
yes, totally. Everyone,
spread the love.
Spread it with money.
With money.
Bye.
All right, Sunday. Thank you so much.
Yep.